Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect, whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually. Oh, yeah.
And how do you know this?
Well, I mean, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. So you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin, and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself, and as Ben smelled for himself, and he likes it. It's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams, available at retailers nationwide and online.
This is the Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hi, everybody. Hello, Mr. Bob Guinea.
Hello, Trista Sutter.
Yay, you didn't say.
I wanted to so bad. But I'm trying to respect my friend's wishes, so I'm not going to say
Thank you.
Yes, Thank you. You're welcome. But welcome to the Almost Famous OGs. We are here. We are ready to go.
We are ready to go and ready to talk to Holly Durst, Holly Julian, we should say. She honestly, just like Tenley, who we just had on, is one of my all-time favorites. I just adore her, and she's always so bubbly and fun. And I just wish I lived in the same city as her. She's one of those people that you're like, I wish we lived in the same city because we would hang out all the time, or at least I would want to hang out all the time. You know,
right,
who knows if she'd want to hang out with me, but I love her.
I'm sure she would. You guys are very similar personalities. As I think, because I always think you're so bubbly and fun. So it's always great to get. And you're right. We just had Tenley on the show. And my God, she's like 39 weeks pregnant or whatever she is. And it's like she is just so sweet and kind and just engaging. Yes. It's like she could be, you know, just thinking about everything she's got going on right now. But she's not. She's totally cool about everything. So we have had some great guests this week. So I'm very excited to meet Holly.
Agreed. So bring Holly in.
Hi.
Welcome to the Almost Famous OGs Hour.
What do I owe this honor?
I mean, seriously, you are in Cabo, aren't you? I saw your stories today.
I'm home. It took me a full day to get home because travel got messed up and I was flying.
Oh, I did see that. Okay, I didn't put the pieces.
Tell us. But I'm back.
Yes. It took you a day, right? You had to go through three or four different cities to get home?
Three. I was supposed to go have a layover in Dallas quickly and then get on my flight to South Carolina. But my flight from Cabo got delayed like 4 hours. And so I'm missing the connecting flight and there were no other flights. And so the only way, the earliest possible time I could get home was the next day. And they said 6:30 p.m. So a 28-hour travel day. And I was like, there's no way. My mom's a flight attendant. I grew up on an airplane. I'm like, I'm calling the airlines. And I was like, okay, I found this. And they were like, oh, okay, we can get you home tomorrow morning. They couldn't even figure it out. And I was like, okay, so I had to go Cabo to Phoenix, Phoenix to Philadelphia, Philadelphia down to Greenville.
OM Lord.
So, but yeah. I ran into a guy from The Bachelorette in Phoenix. I was like, hey, buddy, I know you. I was like, oh my God, we're everywhere. Gosh. There's been so many.
We are everywhere.
We are. Yeah, we are everywhere. It's a very tight-knit community out there.
Yes.
We are everywhere. It's so good to see you. It's been so long. You look amazing as ever.
You guys look so good, too.
So nice of you to include me in that. We all know you're really saying Trista looks beautiful as well.
No. Listen, I feel like forever ago I did some sort of interview or something, and everybody said, who was your favorite Bachelor of all time, and I said you.
What? Thank you. Wow.
I loved you so much.
Thank you. That is very sweet of you. So you and my mom, I rank as their favorite. Everybody else, bottom of the barrel.
Right. No, just kidding. You were even better than my Bachelor.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, thank you. That's a very kind compliment, and I appreciate it. I accept.
So sweet.
I love that.
Yeah, I accept. I accept your compliment. Okay, Holly, tell us about life these days. We know that you are a mama, proud mama to two babies, and you went the adoption route. And I'd love to hear how you guys chose, you and Blake, of course, who you met on, did you guys meet on Bachelor Pad?
Yeah, on the show. And then he proposed on the finale. So I guess technically we're a success story, but we kind of just disappeared. Totally
I think that's a total success story.
You're still
a
success story. Yeah. For sure.
I know someone had done they ranked, like People Magazine or something, did a ranking of all the people still together. And Trista, you are obviously number one. And then I think Jason and Molly are two. And now Blake and I are number three. I was like, what? We're the third longest couple?
Awesome. That is awesome.
And you've been married for how long?
This summer will be 12 years. So 13 years of Bachelor Pad. Because we got married a year after we met.
I love that.
I was like, oh, hello, perfect stranger. sure, I'll marry you. We all know that deal. But hey, it worked out.
Yeah, I'd say so. You got past the 7-year itch, and now you're well past the 7-year itch. So that's perfect.
Well, it's like, isn't it like the 7-year, then the 12-year is the hard year, too?
That's what they say.
They say if you can make it by year 12, you're pretty good.
Wow. You're golden.
Yeah,
you're golden. Past that.
Yeah, well, not yet. I still got a few months.
Okay. I'll check in with you in a few months.
We still got time. Yeah.
Yes. Blake and I met on the show and then got married a year later. And then the day we got married, we started trying for children. We were, I think, 29 when we got married. So we're like, let's start having kids. And it didn't work. So we tried everything. And then, you know, a couple years into it, we're like, all right, I guess we'll start seeing a fertility specialist and figuring this out. And I mean, I did IVF several times, didn't work. We ended up getting a surrogate and she did get pregnant, but we lost that baby.
Oh,
and
no.
It was
heartbreaking.
No. I'm grateful for everything that happened. In the time it was hard. So I always encourage people who are going through infertility. I was like, you know what? It is all worth it in the end. It doesn't matter how you get your babies. It is worth it. Our surrogate was like, cried with us and grieved with us on that. And she was like, I have to do this again. And I was like, no, we're not putting you through this again. She was like, no, I need to do this again for you guys. And so we did it again. She got pregnant again. And then we lost that baby again. And like, Blake was not on the adoption train at this point. I knew that that was, I was like, I'm ready, but he wasn't. And then I think after we lost that second baby, he was like, bottom line is I want a family. Yeah. And I'll do anything that it takes to get a family. So we ended up adopting Poppy 7 years into infertility.
Oh, and my goodness. I didn't realize it was that long.
7 years we tried. Like, we did everything possible in those 7 years. So, and it was a very long time. And then people all the time ask how we got her name, Poppy. And then there was an old poem from World War II about how after the war, there was like the barren battlefields and nothing would grow on these barren battlefields. They were just empty for so long. And then one day poppies started growing on them. And I was like, these are poppy that grew on our barren battlefields.
Oh my God, I'm going to cry.
I got chills.
I love that. I was thinking of Princess Poppy from the Trolls movie.
No. Although, excellent movie.
Love it. I was going to say, literally my favorite character on any cartoon movie.
Such a good movie. I know people all the time. But now she watches the Trolls movie and was like, she's just like me. And I'm
That's so awesome.
So after the flower, not the troll.
Yes, of course, of course.
Such an incredible story of just persistence and faith and gosh, heartbreak.
You know, I gotta say too, I mean, I know so many people have struggled with infertility, and a lot of couples don't make it through that because it becomes the blame game and this kind of weird challenge for couples to do that. And for, like, I know you were teasing, you're like, hi, person I've never met, you hardly met, I'm going to marry you. But I think it says so much about your guys' relationship and about each of your character that you came out of that stronger than you went into it. And you know, I love your story. I mean, I don't love all the pain and heartache. Right. I know that part, but
it was worth it. It was so worth it. Go through what I went through to have my children that I have now. I can't imagine my life without them. So I'm grateful for the infertility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's a strange perspective to look back at it. And like people that are going through it now, I'm like, if there's a will, there's a way. If you want children, you can have them. You just have to, you know, find out which way you get them.
Well, the adoption process is hard too. Yeah. I mean, isn't the adoption process also pretty challenging? I mean, it takes time and
it's rough and it's heartbreaking. And Poppy's a birth mom wrote me through Instagram, surprisingly, and she contacted me through Instagram and I, you know, talked to her. And then after she was born, it was so bittersweet because you like wanted this for so long, but then I felt so guilty about I felt like I took a baby away from their mother. I was like, this is an awful feeling. I was like, I'm so afraid to love you because I'm breaking someone else's heart right now. Yeah. And I know that was her decision and everything, but it was still such a bittersweet feeling. But I'm so close with her birth mom now that I'm like, yes, I couldn't have asked for a better relationship with her. She's wonderful. We talk all the time. We send pictures back and forth. So
it's just, that's amazing. Gosh.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
That's incredible. Does Poppy know her?
Mm-hmm. We go visit her. Like once a year we'll see her. And it's a wonderful relationship. And I'm thankful for it that we have that because, you know, I feel like there's going to be some hard questions that she's going to have growing up. And I never want it to be hard for her to be able to be like, oh, can I go talk to her? Or, you know, I want it to always be normal. And she knows that she grew in her belly. She always tells people that she's like, I grew in my mommy's heart, not her tummy.
Oh my God. I love her.
Yes, she's wonderful. I can hear her upstairs. She's supposed to be in bed, but she's jumping around up there.
How old is Poppy?
She's 4 and a half now.
What about Knox? Do you, same thing with like the birth mom, the biological mom, do you have that kind of relationship?
We talk, not as close, but I honestly, Knox is only one now. So I've had time to develop a relationship with Poppy's birth mom, but so Knox's birth mom, she's in Texas, and we haven't gone out to Texas yet, but eventually we will. And but it, yeah, it's just like completely, she wrote me on Facebook. So it's like, it's
no
weird.
Way.
Yeah, I was like, I got both of my children from social media, which is wonderful because they say like 90% of adoptions are through like through social media now.
Is no that right?
No way.
Yeah.
So how does it work? Like, I'm really curious because someone could reach out to you, but don't you have to go through an adoption agency or do you work out like an agreement or how does that all work?
Not necessarily through an agency. We used one with Knox that was like a local one here, but you can go through lawyers if like that's what we did because okay. We had our, you really go through an agency to be matched up and then both of them wrote me through social media. So I could have done both with lawyers, but we had an agency already that we were signed up with. So we were like, we'll just let them handle everything. But the lawyers did Poppy. So, oh, hi, Poppy. Do you want to come say hello?
Hi Poppy.
How are you?
Hi there.
Oh my gosh, is that Little Mermaid on your jammies?
Dad, this is the right way. I accidentally put the wrong way when I was three.
That's yeah. Okay. Oh, nice.
But now you do it the right way.
Yeah.
You do it the right way.
Yeah.
Is Little Mermaid your favorite?
Yes.
Is that what you're watching upstairs?
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you seen the pictures of your mom dressed up as Cinderella and Elsa? And
you remember when I used to be a princess?
Yeah.
Oh, I kissed you. I have lipstick all over your cheeks. I love you.
And I got gold dinosaurs that go big.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
All right. Gotta keep talking, okay? Will you go finish your movie? I love
Bye,
you.
Bye, Poppy.
Bye, Poppy.
Oh, my goodness.
She's like, so cute. Oh, my God.
She is so cute. I'm so glad she got to come to us.
I really think, like, the weirdest thing to think, like, I feel like she's my soulmate.
Yeah.
In the weirdest way. Like, one night I was, like, praying, and I was like, God, please let my soul and her soul be together in the next lifetime. Because I just love her so much. And then the next day, she looked at me randomly and goes, Mommy, do you know that we used to be sisters before this?
No, she didn't.
And I was like, what? She was like, before this life, we were sisters. And then my sister calls me and goes, sounds like you prayed that in your last lifetime. I was like,
oh, my gosh.
She talks to angels all the time, just hanging around my house. Just, I mean, she meant to be Poppy does.
Oh, Poppy does.
So, wow. Like my mother-in-law's passed away and she will just start chatting with her and tell me things about her. And I'm like, like, and I encourage it because I'm super spiritual. So I was like, tell me about it.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pamper Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pamper Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So like how to budget for a hot date in Malta like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Do you know what's interesting about that, Holly? So my dad passed away in 2021 and my son, Grayson, was super close with him. You know, like they would do tractor rides together and we moved back to Michigan right before COVID. And so that year and a half, almost 2 years where it was just us, you know, it was just our little circle. And Grayson talks about my dad all the time. And it's like, he'll go, yeah, Papa G, he would think this right now. He tells me all the time. And I'm just like, I know it's true. I'm like, oh my God, I love
it. For sure. 100%. Yeah. I think when you're younger, you don't shut it off. You know, when you get older, we're like, oh, we like get scared of it, I guess.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So like when you're younger, you see it all the time. Like she'll randomly tell Blake, be like, do you know Angel Karen was your best friend when she was here? She told me to tell you that. And I'm like, okay, you know, but she'll talk all the time. She'll be like, there's angels in my room. And I'm like, do you want them in here? She's like, yeah, they just told me they want to protect me. I was like, okay, then they can stay. So just like, I mean, the story she tells me, I was like, all right.
That's such a great response. I'm borrowing that one from you, if you don't mind.
No, take it.
Take it. We're family after all.
That's right. That's right. We're family.
Crazy family. Speaking of the Bachelor Nation family, do you watch anymore?
I didn't watch. I kept saying, I'm going to watch Joey season. And I'm like, because I thought, I'm like, Joey is so cute. I think he's adorable. And I was like, I need to watch Joey season. But life with two really little kids is a little difficult right now. And I was like, okay, I'm going to watch it before the finale. And I still haven't watched it, but I was like, okay, I'm going to binge watch it eventually.
I'm glad you didn't watch it because he probably would have taken over as your favorite bachelor. So I'm actually happy you didn't watch that. I've heard nothing but great things about him.
I'm not watching for anything from here on out.
Good. I love it. I
know. I'm number one.
Oh, I feel so good right now.
Okay. And then Andy Dorfman moved in same city, correct? Have you guys seen each other?
No. So I'm friends with her husband. And it's so funny. So I knew like they were getting married. So here's the best part. I ran into him randomly at a bar downtown and I went up and then was talking to him, was saying hi. And he's like, hey, how did Blake get you to move to Greenville? Cause I think she lived in LA and then I lived in LA at the time when Blake. Yeah.
Never mind. She had moved to LA. You're right.
Cause she's from Atlanta originally. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then she moved to LA. So then he was like, how did Blake get you to move to Greenville? And I was like, he proposed. And he was like, okay. And I was like, is that what you're going to do? He was like, well, I better start thinking about it. And then he proposed pretty shortly after that. So I was like, okay, he listened.
That's amazing.
And then she moved here. But so the thing is, everybody comes up and asks me like, oh my God, I met Andy. I'm like, I still haven't met her. And then I guess so many people have gone up to her and said like, I'm friends with Holly. And she was like, I hear great things about her, but I haven't met her yet. So
that's funny.
I mean, eventually it's very rare that I leave my house. If I'm leaving my house and getting on an airplane.
Yeah.
So otherwise if I'm home, I'm home. I'm just like,
I get that.
I'm such a homebody.
How far is Greenville from like, I can Google it. I'm sure I know. How far is Greenville from like Orangeburg?
Where's Orangeburg?
In South Carolina. It's where my mom was born. And I feel like it's got to be close to you. I don't know why.
I don't know where it is. I've never heard of it.
Yeah, I'm going to Google that. How about Charleston?
That's like 3.5 hours. Oh, okay. I'm like up in the mountains on like the west coast of South Carolina. So I'm in between Charlotte and Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
There. So I can get to either city in under 2 hours.
Wow. That's a pretty good location.
Yeah. Trista, you've been here.
I have. I feel like we saw each other. Did we go out for lunch or like go shopping or something? Didn't we?
I met you downtown in Greenville.
Yes.
And then
we went to little gift shops, right?
Yes. 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 And then we have the cutest downtown ever. It's so cute here.
Cutest.
The whole street is like lit with Christmas lights all year round. It's adorable down here. And then we had lunch somewhere. I think Columbia, South Carolina.
I feel like we did. So I feel like Ryan was doing a triathlon or something.
Because that's like an hour and a half from my house. So I remember meeting you for pizza. We went out for pizza one time down there somewhere. I don't know. It's been so long.
It's been so long. And I wish back then people took more pictures, or at least I took more pictures, because that's my memory.
I don't think we have any.
I don't think we do from that day. We didn't take any.
No. And then I think we ran into each other in New York.
Yes, exactly. Right.
I've seen you a few times.
I mean, over the years. I don't know that I've ever met Blake, though. Maybe. Actually, was I a judge on your season of Bachelor Pad?
Yes, you picked me to win.
Oh, so, yay! Oh, that's right.
Yes, you sent me to the finale. Thank you.
come on, Trista.
I swear, my brain. I need but to go was, to a neurologist.
Blake wasn't there. I had already kicked Blake off because Michael and I were partners.
Oh my gosh! Yes, you're bringing it back to me. Have you talked to him?
Okay, so I got asked to do. Michael and I had not spoken in like 10 years after that.
Okay.
And it's like, was eating me alive after the finale. Every single day I was like, I feel so bad. All of this went down. Like I don't know. I broke his heart and then moved away and it was engaged. Yeah. And I'm like, and then I wasn't able to be like, hey, how you doing? Cause I'm like, I have to respect Blake. This is awkward. Cool. I don't know what to do. Anyway. So we got asked to do a podcast together and like reconcile. On the podcast.
Wait. I feel like I remember this. I do remember seeing it. This was like a couple of years ago, a year or two ago.
It was last year.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So like It was great. It was like, I was like, I'm so sorry. He was like, it's okay, Holly. Life happened the way it was supposed to happen. And I'm like, I know, oh, but I still, it's been eating me alive. Like, I've had this like burden for so long. Yeah. And it was just really nice to like talk to him and catch up and stuff. So all is good.
That's awesome.
Now. Yeah.
I bet that's hard, because I do remember the finale where I didn't Harrison say, like, oh, so does Michael know about you and Blake or something like that?
Well, Blake had called the producers and said, I don't want to rub this engagement in Michael's face. I don't want to air the engagement video while he's sitting there watching it. And what I should have done was call Michael and be like, hey, I'm engaged. But it was like, Blake and I had just gotten engaged. It was so awkward to be like, let me call my ex right now. I'm engaged. Right. Yay, let me call my ex-boyfriend or my ex-fiance. Yeah. And so I was like, I was like, I'll just talk to him when I get there before we go on stage. Soon as we pull in, they take our phones away. And I was like, oh no. So the first time I see him is on stage. And I was like, oh my gosh. And they had aired the engagement video and then brought Michael and I out on stage. And Chris Harrison was like, congratulations, Holly. And I was like, oh my God. And Michael's like, and then he goes, Michael, do you know? And he was like, yeah, I heard Holly's moving to South Carolina. And he was like, no. And then everybody looks at me and I was like, oh. It was so uncomfortable. Yeah, but yes. Blake was like, made the producers sign things that said, we will not air this in front of Michael. We won't rub it in his face. All these things. But then they like found a loophole by airing it and then bringing Michael out.
Of course.
Of course, drama, right?
They are the master manipulators, those people.
Yeah. Oh, the hate mail that I got. Woo.
Oh, I bet.
Oh. Well, at least you didn't have social, or did you have social media back then? Was there social?
There was Facebook, but there wasn't Instagram.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah. Tristan and I have often said we got pretty lucky during that time that when we did the show, because there was no social media. It was bad enough that the chat rooms would shred us to bits, but it wasn't as easy.
Awful. I didn't know about them until I was off the show and people were like, don't go on and read those. Yeah. I was like, and then I'd like read this stuff about me. I'm like, what are they even talking? They're just making things up about my life.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I know somebody had written like, oh, someone clearly like never worked a day in her life and probably uses all daddy's money. And I was like, no,
oh,
I worked since I came out of the womb. I'm a hard worker. I know. I was like, why are people just making things up about me? People are so mean. Yeah. So when I went to the bachelor pad, I was like, everyone can take a middle finger because I'm not putting up with anybody's lies anymore.
Answering. So speaking of work, is it true that you own a tanning salon or spray tanning
business.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's why I always look flowy.
I always don't go. I don't leave home without one. So I spray all like the pageant girls and you know all that.
Yeah.
Proms.
Yes.
Prom, whatever.
We have a lady in our neighborhood she built in her basement a gorgeous like tanning, like a spray tanning salon. So you just close like this barn door and she sprays away and it is legit. I'm like, that's amazing.
Highly recommend a spray tan to everybody. It'll change your life.
It really will, won't it?
Bob, do you need
one? Have you ever had one?
I will tell you, my wife has a spray tan machine that she does for herself. Mm-hmm. And anyone that comes over, and every now and then she'll walk over to me and she'll go, come on in, you're a little pasty. And she'll be like, shh, and she'll spray me down. And I feel amazing. Like I feel like I'm 10 years younger, 20 pounds lighter.
Yeah. It makes you look like you've lost at least 10 pounds, which is wonderful.
I love it.
I don't go on vacation without one.
Now you were Mrs. South Carolina.
Correct.
And then you'd done pageants before then as well, right? Or no, that was your first one?
I had never, I judged the Miss South Carolina pageant and I'm like watching this and I was like, why did nobody tell me about pageants growing up? This is so much fun. And somebody was like, you should do the Mrs. pageant. And I was like, yeah, sign me up. And then the next day I got a phone call. Somebody had really signed me up. And I was
that's
like,
that's so cool.
I was joking, but then I was like, okay, I'll do the pageant. I don't know what I'm doing. And then I won. And I was like, oh, all right, so now what? And I had to go to Mrs. America in Vegas. And it was like, it was 51 girls. And I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. And then all of a sudden they called like the top six people and I'm in it. And I was like, what?
That's so awesome.
I do not know what I'm doing still.
So. Not true, clearly.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. I was like, all right. So it was a good time. It was fun. Memory.
That is so
fun. Oh my
fun.
God. That's so
Would
great.
Did you have Poppy do them?
If she wants to. Like she has a dance recital coming up next month and she's like, I can't wait to be on the stage. I was like, yes, girl, me too.
That is totally how Blakeslee was. We went, it was actually at, anyway, long story short, the people from So You Think You Can Dance were there and they were doing like a master class and I wanted to go to it. She was probably, I don't know, 6, 7, something like that. And she had been dancing since she was 2, but we're standing in the back. And she's like, Mom, when are they going to get off the stage? Because I want the stage. And I was like, oh, okay. So,
that's
yeah.
So funny.
Get ready for it. It's so much fun. Dance, Mom. I have all the tips. Just call me.
Yeah. I know. Well, I spray tan. There's the dance studio that she danced at. I spray tan all the dancers for the competition. So I'm like, I know what I'm getting to.
Yes.
I know it's coming for me. If she's
oh, yeah. you're going to be in business for years and years and years because everyone's just going to continue to come to you through the dance studio.
I've been doing it for I think 17 years now. So
oh my God.
So it was funny because on my season of The Bachelor, I got the first one-on-one date in the house, and then there was a group date. So there was one other girl on the show that. The girl ended up winning. Her and I were the only two in the house because everybody was on a group date and we had the two one-on-ones that week. And she was like, they're just laying around talking and they're filming us. And she's like, I feel so pale. The sun's not here. It's just raining. And I was like, well, I packed my spray tan machine. And she goes, what? I was like, yeah, you want a spray tan? So then the next scene cuts to just me spray tanning her. And I was like, I love that it made the show.
That is awesome.
Yeah. I cannot remember who was your bachelor.
His name was Matt Grant.
Matt Grant.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Englishman.
We've had him on the show.
Yeah.
Really?
I actually, you know, it's funny, Holly. I had you just pegged to win that show with Matt. It was so funny because I was still watching the show pretty regularly back then. And then I actually was, I ran into him.
So wait, so you loved me and I loved you.
Yes, it's true. It's totally true. Yeah, but I was like, there's no way Holly doesn't win this thing. But I actually kind of thought it would come down to you and it was Shayna, right? Was her name Shayna?
Shane.
Lomas.
I thought I was going to win too. Like, I legit thought I was going to win. And like, I came home off the show and I called my like job and I was like, hey, I'm home. And they're like, oh, we honestly thought you were just going to win the whole thing and like get married and move away. And I was like, okay, everybody had a lot of faith in me and it didn't work.
Well, it didn't work. I was going to say it didn't work either way. Cause you know, Matt's back in, across the pond, but without anyone from the show. So I think, you know, you all worked out the way you're supposed to.
When sure. I was in London, he reached out. I was like, hey, buddy, I'm good.
All set, pal. Thanks, though.
Yeah, good. All set.
You should Google me. It'll let you know what I've been up to.
Well, when I was on the show, I had like short blonde hair. And I was like, oh, first of all, that was a mistake. But...
you don't wish you had that hairstyle anymore?
No, I'm good. When I was just in Cabo, everyone pulled up my bachelor picture and they sent it in the group chat with all the, there was like 20 of us girls and they sent it in there. I was like, okay, guys, I look like a news anchor. This is just bad. It was all bad. I look way better now in my 40s than I do in my 20s.
Hold on, I'm looking up. I'm gonna try and find this picture.
Oh, he's looking it up.
No,
here we go.
No,
he's like,
you won't love me anymore.
That one.
Oh, yes, I totally remember that. Oh my gosh,
you were so cute then too. Well, at least you don't have. Everyone thought I had a perm, like an Ogilvy Home perm on the show, because when my hair gets a little longer, it just curls up like crazy. And it was hot and humid there in Malibu. And let's just say that, you know, my product wasn't holding the way it should. I remember.
Was attracted to the curls. Okay,
it had to be it. That
it was the
it.
Curls, Bob. It was the curls.
That's why Trista kept me around so long. Yeah, it wasn't. You know, she was like, I just can't get enough of those curls.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So like how to budget for a hot date in Malta like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for the Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way,
and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
So Trista, I need to tell this story. I don't know why, but Holly, I think, will really appreciate it. Trista and I were in Tahoe. I've told this show, this story like 100 times on the show, and Trista was caught me so off guard with this. So, you know, I love Trista and Ryan so much, and Ryan is just salt of the earth, like the greatest man that's ever lived. And then Max is just, their son, is just really quiet, yeah. And he's playing on his phone and stuff. And Trista, I don't know if she did it to get me, to get my goat or to get Max's, but she's like, Max, this is Bob. He's my ex-boyfriend. And then she like walks away and I'm like, what? Hey, Max, you know, P.S. Max didn't even hear it. I don't think he cared. Max is like, oh, hey, what's up?
No.
Like, I'm playing Call of Duty here.
You know? He didn't care.
He could care less. And Trista's just laughing. And I'm like, ah, this woman, she gets me every time.
You know what? I just feel like I find humor in life and just the silly things that life is all about, you know? So
everything in my life's a joke.
Has to be. It has to be.
So why not just call it out? Call a spade a spade. He's my ex-boyfriend.
Okay, so Bob was on your season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then you went, okay. I don't remember much, but.
Trista is the fairy godmother of the show, and I'm the great, great, great grandfather of the show. Yeah. So
people all the time were like, when were you on the show to me? And I'm like, okay, back in 1982, there was a little program.
It was in black and white. You might remember it.
I joke around all the time. I'm like, Instagram wasn't around.
Yep. Oh, you are a true OG.
Yeah.
That's what I just said to the guy that was on Hannah Brown season, and he was on Bachelor in Paradise, that I like was looking at him in the airport, and I was like, I know this guy. I know him. Yeah. I remember him. I think his name is Connor. I was like,
Connor.
And then, yes, Connor from Hannah Brown season.
Yes. So
I am like, I'm attracted to guys' noses. Weird. But I was like, I remember those nostrils. I remember.
And I gotta look him up. Hold on.
I was like, looking at him, and I was like, I know him. And like, I kept looking at him, and then he caught me a couple times, and I was like, oh shit. He
like, I cannot.
I was like, okay. So then I was like, I don't know if it's for sure him. I'm not going to walk up to a guy and be like, hey,
right.
What's your name? So I was like, okay. So I Googled Connor from The Bachelorette, and then his Instagram popped up, and I was like, okay, I found his Instagram, but he hasn't posted in a really long time.
Is this the guy?
Can't see it.
Come back. You're not on my screen.
Oh, I'm not. Okay, I'll talk. So I am. Yeah. Is that him?
Scoot back. Scoot back.
Barely.
Scoot back.
Yeah, you're out of focus. Yes,
am I out of focus?
That's him.
That's him. He does have a defined nostril.
He has a fine nostril. It's fine.
There you go. There you go. There's another picture of his nostril.
Can't see it.
No.
It's so blurry. Okay, but that's him. I recognize the shadow of him, the shape of him. Anyway,
I mean, honestly, there's so many of us that I feel like you can.
You're going to run into somebody.
Go out of your house. Yeah.
I straight up walked up to him and I was like, hi, what's your name? And he was like, Connor. And I was like, hi, Connor. I'm Holly. I was also on the show. And he was like, oh. And then we just talked for like 20 minutes. And then I was like, telling him about how Blake and I were on Bachelor Pad. And I was like, Bachelor Pad was what was before Bachelor in Paradise.
That's right. That's
people,
right.
People went on to win money.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, and
sorry.
Then my husband happened to propose in the end. And they were probably like, we should probably do another show where we don't have to give anybody money. We just get rings at the end. So yeah. I think that's where Bachelor in Paradise started.
I bet.
Yeah, when you walked away with a sack of cash, they're like, we got to figure out how to make this cheaper. Yeah.
I walked away with the ring and the money.
Yeah, so, you killed it.
Did. I really made it.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Chicken dinner.
Mm-hmm. And we're the only married couple from Bachelor Pad. So
That's awesome.
It's amazing. It's hard to believe that it's been that long.
I know. You know?
I feel like they're going to bring it back.
I actually wonder, like, some kind of, I watch The Challenge and it's like Big Brother people and MTV people and, yeah, you know, all kinds of reality show people. And I feel like they definitely, like, I love the challenge part of it, the like physical stuff, and they don't have anything like that in the Bachelor world. So they definitely should. I think it would be really fun. I loved Bachelor Pad. I thought it was
awesome. I did too.
So good and so fun to watch. And I love the challenges.
Yeah.
Yes.
They were all good. They were lighthearted too. Like for the most part, it was like lighthearted and fun. And like, I thought I loved that show. In fact, I think I told Trista this story, but when I got a call from producers and they were like, you know, we want you to do Bachelor Pad. And I was like, to host it? And they're like, no, to go on it. And I'm like, oh, no, no, no. I'm like, I would get killed on that show.
Oh, no, no.
And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, so it's like Survivor meets The Bachelor. And they're like, yeah. I go, yeah, I would be the one thinking everyone's my best friend when they're all plotting against me to vote me off and extinguish my flame. I'm like, I can't do it. I go, because I'll get too ass chapped over it. I'll be like, oh, so
you, sad. You're telling me you turned it down and now we could have been married.
It could have been us. Oh my God, look at that. Oh, good thing my wife's not in the room anymore, because that would have been devastating. She would kill me right now.
She's going to kill me.
Like, she'd be like, no, she would say, Holly, take him. Nobody, she says all the time, she's always like, oh, he's the life of the party until you get home. It's really fun till you marry it. That's her favorite thing to tell people.
Get home.
That's me. I'm a very extroverted person when I'm out, and then I come inside and it's like.
Yeah, I have no talk Sundays, and it's not easy to do that with 5-year-old and 2-year-old, but I used to have it.
Oh, so we're in the same boat. I have a 1-year-old and a 4-year-old. We are very similar.
Very dialed in.
Rough right now.
Yeah, you're going through it. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, Trista's on the other side. Trista's dealing with driving now, though, so she's got her own set of challenges.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, like, bigger, older kids, bigger problems. They're just like, you know, I mean, you're in it. I'm not taking anything away from either of you, but it is a different, like, kind of chaos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We're just being fully relied on in every effort.
Yeah. Which, like, is kind of sweet.
Be so happy you don't have to wipe a butt anymore.
Yeah, totally. I don't know, sometimes Ryan.
Took the words right out of my mouth. I was just going to say that. I was going to go, well, you know, we are getting to that age.
Yeah. Sooner than later, you know.
I tell my wife, I'm like, let's not throw out the diapers, because, you know, you never know.
You never know.
I'm getting up there in my years.
Oh my gosh, Holly, I love you. I'm so glad we got to connect again, and we got to realize the misconnection with Bob and Holly over this podcast.
20 years ago, who knew?
In our next lifetime.
Yeah.
Or, like, I was just going to say that. You were talking about Poppy and you being sisters. I feel like you and Bob were married at some point.
Maybe we could be married in our last life.
Yeah. You know, I've been married so many times, maybe even in this life. I kind of lost track.
How many times have you been married?
Well, you know, my wife always says.
I'm interviewing you now.
No, it's okay. Well, so I got married and divorced in my 20s in a year. And so my wife, that one could have been technically an annulment, I suppose.
So
but my wife.
Ish, annulment-ish. Yeah,
but my wife always says, well, third time's the charm. You were waiting for me to graduate high school. And I said, okay, that's good.
She's a spring chicken.
No, well, yes. I mean, she's just turned 40, so yeah, she's same around same time birthday as you.
I'm only a year older than her.
Yeah, you're. I was just when I looked at that picture of you, I saw your birthday is January 13th, and my wife's is January 19th.
Oh, so you is she a Capricorn or Aquarius?
She's a Capricorn. All of it.
Yes. Me too.
Yep. And that and it takes, and this is where I say,
I'm just
to Blake,
gonna let you guys continue to talk. Have a great night,
Trista. You've been really wonderful. Thank you.
No, this is my first date.
I think the Capricorns are a tough, tough women, like in a good way. Like, you know, so she always says, she's always like, I couldn't be with anybody else. You know how to manage me, and I'm like, Well, that's, I go, managing is not the right word. I go, I think it's more like when I think, when everyone else would think you're mad at me, I giggle. And that's just, that's how I handle stuff. Like she'll be like, she'll say something and I'll just go, oh, okay. And then like an hour later, she'll be like, thank you for not, you know, taking me seriously an hour ago. Cause I really actually was mad at you.
Yeah. I always tell Blake, cause I'll complain about something and he will give me solutions. And I'm like, no. I'm trying to teach you. I don't want solutions. I just want you to listen to me when I need to complain about something. So now he'll be like, because he is very type A and has to have like, if I'm complaining about something, he'll be like, here's this is what you got to do. But I don't want that. I need to just get it off my chest and let him listen. Yes.
Yeah, I'm a fixer too. So it was a tough adjustment for me to just listen, but I try my best now. Like when Canyon's going off, I'll just go, okay. And then like an hour later, she'll go, I mean, are you even listening? And I'm like, well, yeah, but you don't want me to tell you what I would do.
Yeah. No, but she wants you to listen.
This is great advice that I recently heard about teenagers, and it goes for relationships too. But as your kids get older, I'm sure you could use this even, you know, coming up soon, is just, do you need a hug or do you need help?
I say it all the time.
Right?
That's really good.
Anytime I'm crying and like having a meltdown, I get down on my knees and I open my arms and I say, do you need a hug? And she will, I would say 95% of the time, just come into my arms. And then like, I'll be like, let's take some breaths together. And so we'll like breathe together. And all they want is like a connection somehow, you know, I'm like, she doesn't need to talk. She just wants a hug.
Yeah.
That's so sweet. I need to do that more. Mama. You are a good mom. Sure.
I wanted to be one for so long. So.
Oh, me too. I didn't have the struggle for as long, just a couple years for me, but I felt the same way. But once you have those babies in hand, like,
I feel like I appreciate all like the really little things way more. Yeah. Like, I remember folding her laundry one time and I'm just bawling my eyes out because I was like, I couldn't wait to fold baby clothes. And I'm like, I'm doing my laundry. Other people would be like, ugh, I'm doing my laundry. But I'm like, I get to fold baby clothes. Like, this is incredible. So I appreciate all the little things.
Yeah. I kind of think I'm like that too, because I'm an older dad. You know, we didn't have our first child till I was 47, almost 48. And so, you know, from a dad perspective, I was kind of getting up there. And I feel that way sometimes too. Like I'll see some stuff and my buddies will be like, well, hey, we're all going to go, you know, golf. We're going to go do this. You want to come with us? I'm like, no, I'm good. And it's not that I don't want to do those things. It's just that I'm trying to remember, you know, I see it a little bit differently now where I'm like, I can always go golfing, you know, but he needs me right now. And
tell that to my husband? He does not have that mindset.
Oh, well, he's much younger than me.
He's gone this whole week. He's at the Masters this whole week.
Okay, now we can't begrudge that. That's amazing. I would have been with him if I had the opportunity.
So I went to Cabo for 4 days, and then I came home, and he went to the Masters this whole week. So I'm like,
amazing.
That's awesome.
Ships in the night.
I know. I didn't see him because I got delayed and didn't get home in time. So I had to have a babysitter come be with the kids until I could get home because he had already had to get on the road. So I was like, I guess I'll see you on Friday. I didn't see him last Friday.
We haven't even talked about your children's books.
Oh, I know.
And we need to.
Okay. I have a children's book called Chocolate Socks. Did I ever send it to you, Krista?
Yes, I have one. I wish I could go find it right now, but we're still in boxes.
I will send one to you, Bob.
I was going to say thank you. Trista gets all the goodies. No one sends me one. Everyone's like, Trista, did you enjoy the golden wedding? She's like, I did.
No,
I
stop did. It.
Bob, did you have a good time? I'm like, I didn't.
Go ahead and give me your address.
let me fire it off to you right
now. Tell everyone.
My mom already knows it. She's the only one listening. So she'll be over.
I'm like friends with some of the producers and stuff on Facebook, and everyone's posting all these behind the scenes pictures from the Golden Bachelor. And I was like, hey guys, I think you forgot over here.
Yeah. Another success story. Not invited. Yeah.
We got invited to Jaden Tanner's wedding, which I think was maybe one of the last ones.
Yeah.
But there was a huge snowstorm that day. All the flights got canceled, so we didn't end up making it to that. So I was like, oh, they think that we hate them. Well, Blake still didn't hate them, but I'm good.
They think that we hate them, and they're right. Blake hates them.
Well, Blake is, no. Blake held on to the anger for a long time after what they did to Michael. So
yeah.
Well,
that's,
yeah.
That's nice of him, though, to have that kind of, you know, I think that's actually a redeeming quality. You know, I mean, he's protective of his friend. I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's tough.
Even though he, you know, married his friend's ex-fiance.
No, they were never friends. So
that's, it's I don't know that they were friends.
Yeah. But Blake got made out to be the villain on Bachelor Pad, which we all know editing. And Blake is just very blunt. And so they took that bluntness and ran with it. And I was like, oh, this is not going to go well for you. And then it made me look like, oh, I left America's sweetheart guy and then went with this awful man.
Right. Totally.
I was like, this is awful. And but everyone who meets him was like, oh my God, Blake is so nice. And I'm like, yeah, he is. It was the show.
Do you think I wouldn't be with him? Or do you think I
was with him? Right. Yeah. Yes.
Exactly. All right, so chocolate socks. Why don't we tell everyone what it's about and where they can get it?
They can just message me and get it. It's a children's book about my two favorite things, chocolate and socks. And I think I was dating a guy way back in the day when I lived in LA, and he, for our 6-month anniversary, got me a box of chocolates and a pack of socks, and he was like, and he gave it to me, and I was so excited because I love both of those. And I was like, and I thought, that's the cutest name for a book. And so I just grabbed my laptop and I started writing. And then the rest is history. I've written a ton of books. I just never published the rest of them. I was like, I'm good.
Somebody
just told me about digital books like that you can download for kids to read. And I was like, oh, I should just make them all digital books from here on out.
Yes,
I want to have them out, but I'm like, I have rooms of books here. So
that's a really good idea to do a digital book.
But you don't have rooms of books that you wrote and your kids can like say, my mom wrote this book, you know?
Right. It is sweet to read chocolate socks to Poppy. And at the end, she's like, this is your picture, mom. And I was like, I know it's bad. I didn't have a lot of makeup on and my eyebrows were tragic in the picture, but yes, that's me. I got after this headshot was taken. Okay.
Okay. Well, then that's even more motivation to write another one.
So you got to do it.
That part of me is like, wants to just draw some eyebrows on the picture. Yes.
But you want to do every book.
The boyfriend that I had at the time that got me, that made me write chocolate socks, he randomly reached out to me a few months ago. I'm not going to say his name because he's well known as well. And he reached out and said, I just want to thank you for being such a joyful person. And he was like, not a lot of people wake up happy. And he was like, you woke up happy every single day. And you were just so full of joy and happiness. And like, we had such a wonderful relationship. And I just want to say thank you for that. And I was just like,
wow.
Hey, wow. It was just random and it was so nice and I was kind to hear and I was like, oh, but if we wouldn't have broken up the way we broke up, my whole life stemmed from our breakup. So it was like such an important thing because we broke up and 3 weeks later I got asked to go on The Bachelor.
Oh my gosh.
Like, so I always like look back at my life and I'm like, oh, I thought I was going to marry this guy. I was like very much in love with him. And then it was a very tragic, hard breakup, like immediate breakup. And I was like, okay, it wasn't like, let's take a break. Cause I would have went back to him. Just like not good thing happened. And we broke up like quick. And so I was walking down the street 3 weeks later and someone came up to me and said, have you seen The Bachelor before? And I was like, yeah, I know it, you know? And they said, do you want to be on it? And I was like, Sure.
I guess. I'm single.
At this point, I was like, I have nothing left to lose. I was still very heartbroken. And I thought, you know what? This will help me get my mind off of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I go on the show. I didn't think it was like, I got asked to be on The Bachelor on a Tuesday. And by the following Tuesday, I was through night one, moved into the house. So it happens really fast. And so I was like moved in, and then I didn't believe I was on the show still, because like that was the time of like Joe Millionaire was on, and I was like, ah, they tricked all those girls. Oh, I'm falling for that. So yes. I'm like in the house and I'm like, this isn't real. And then Chris Harrison walks in with like the first impression rose. I was like, oh, I'm on The Bachelor. Oh my God, this is real. But the weird thing is, so Chris had another job and worked with my ex-boyfriend and I saw Chris and I was like, I hope he does not know.
That's
this.
Funny. Oh my right? gosh.
So I was like, anyway, I'm so grateful because I went on the show, I ended up like beating Michael and, you know, engaged. And then when the engagement broke up, they asked us both to go on Bachelor Pad. And then because of that, I met Blake. And then, you know, now I was just like, my life had to happen in the exact way it happened so that I could be here right now.
That's it. That's exactly it.
I know. I look back and I'm like, people should really stop stressing about their life, because it's going to go in a good direction. It's going to go the way it's intended to go.
Yeah.
You're right.
Amen.
And I love that you have that perspective.
That is a great attitude. I love it too.
All right, Holly, we have to go, but it was such a pleasure, always.
Yeah, so awesome.
I know. So nice to finally meet you.
Yes, you too. And I can't wait to read chocolate socks. Like this? Yes, let's do it.
I'm gonna tape a new picture over top of my old picture.
Yes, you are. That will be perfect. No, what you need to do is take a picture of you and Bob next to each other.
Oh, yes. I'll Photoshop something.
I'll do a head tilt. Like one way you just tell me which way to do it. There we go.
Okay.
Yeah, it was so great finally meeting you and getting to talk to you. You have such a great attitude. Thank you so much for being on Almost Famous, the OGs.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
We loved it.
I love you. Bye, guys. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
I've discovered the secret to turning diaper duty into pure parenting joy. Okay, well, that might be a stretch, but Pampers Swaddlers is truly the answer. They feature a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, including even blowouts. And for 2024's hottest baby shower/sprinkle gift, it's the Pampers Diaper Stash. I am so for diapers for a baby shower or registry. This Pampers Diaper Stash is an online diaper fund where family and friends can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. Just create an account, share it, and then watch it grow, and then gift it. So easy. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness with Pampers Swaddlers and the Pampers Diaper Stash.